Welcome to Catch Mac Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Salmon berries are a popular treat around Catch Mac Bay for both humans and wildlife alike, but this year we may be seeing fewer of them than normal. Salmon berries are a bramble plant in the rose family that grows all along the Pacific Northwest. In Catch Mac Bay, they tend to flower in June, and their berries tend to ripen from late June through August. They do tend to flower and produce berries sooner in warmer climates throughout the Pacific Northwest. Salmon berries grow in colors ranging from red to yellow, and interestingly enough, the yellow ones, commonly called golden salmon berries, are always their own plant. You will never see a yellow and red salmon berry on the same branch. Salmon berries are commonly used in many recipes, such as jams, pies, and crumbles, as well as being eaten straight off of the bush. They are also eaten by a lot of wildlife. Salmon berries can be essential to the Catch Mac Bay ecosystem in many ways. Their flowers provide an important early food source for many pollinators, while the berries provide food from late June through August for bears, many kinds of birds, and some small mammals. Their dense patches also provide shelter for birds and other small animals. The leaves and young shoots are sometimes eaten by herbivores as well. Last winter was very cold and had less snowfall than normal. Usually, salmon berry plants are covered by snow, which protects them from the elements. But last winter, due to the lack of snowfall, the taller salmon berry stalks were exposed to extremely cold temperatures, causing damage to the plants. Now that the snow has melted, you can see that the shorter stalks and those closer to the center of each patch are doing much better. This damage to the salmon berries throughout much of the Catch Mac Bay ecosystem will likely affect many things beyond just the plants themselves. Not only will there be fewer berries for us to pick, but there will also be less food for wildlife and less shelter for some small animals. My family loves making many recipes with salmon berries, especially pies and jams. One of our favorites is making jam with salmon berries and high bush cranberries. While salmon berries are certainly a great choice of wild food to eat, this year you might want to focus on another berry, such as currants or raspberries, which seem to be doing much better. This is written by Latuya Higman and read by Liv Ladere, and this has been Catch Mac Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Catch Mac Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.